Hello, this is DJ Frederick, curator of the Shortwave Music Library. When I'm not traveling the high frequencies, imagining radio stations with Pete and Justin, I'm digging through our music collection to create mixes for your listening enjoyment. You're welcome to browse the card catalog, and library cards are always available to shortwave listeners. Just turn your radio on. We're coming to you on 93.95 kHz via WRMI. Well, hello and welcome to the Shortwave Music Library. I'm DJ Frederick. Today we're going to be listening to music as it may have been heard on Radio 390. Radio 390 is a pirate radio station based at Red Sands Fort, a former Monsal Sea Fort on the Red Sands Sandbar. Now, previously, the fort had been used for Radio Invicta and King Radio, and neither of those stations was well-financed or successful. Radio 390 was named after the station's wavelength, so listeners would know where to tune. The actual wavelength was 388 meters, or 773 kilohertz, but 390 was easier to remember. Radio 390's station's easy listening format was innovative and highly popular with listeners, but it was criticized by Britain Radio as Stone Age, not hip and happening enough. So, although not technically a shortwave station, it certainly had the shortwave spirit. So, for the next couple of broadcasts of the Shortwave Music Library, we'll be listening to music that may have been heard on Radio 390. You're listening to the sweet sounds of the Shortwave Music Library. I'm DJ Frederick, and today we're paying homage to Radio 390. Kaempfert with Moon Over Naples, and before that we heard the Seaberg Orchestra, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, this is the Shortwave Music Library. We're paying homage to Radio 390, with a sweet music format conceived by marketing expert Ted Alberry. Its daytime program was fully aimed at what was then deemed the housewife audience, and early mornings and evening programs were tailored for a wider audience. Radio 390 was an immediate success with listeners, and it attracted significant advertising contracts. While all other offshore stations were pumping out top 40 pop music, Radio 390 did the opposite. It carried mainly short 15 or 30 minute programs of specific music genres in a somewhat formal style by announcers. Today on the Shortwave Music Library, we're listening back to music that may have been heard on Radio 390.
Time Tunes. Hello and greetings to you. This is Jonathan Hall sitting in the sun with some more Tea Time Tunes.
Thank you. leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the inkstands that have dried upon some lines
that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
Jay Frederick, you're listening to the Shortwave Music Library. Just a quick note, our programs are archived at radio4all.net. That's radio, the number 4all.net. And also, my email address for requests or comments is djfmo, that's djfmoe, at gmail.com.
That surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams. Quiet walks by quiet streams. And the window that looks out on the mountains and the sea. Oh, how lovely. This is where I want to be. Here with you so close to me. Until the final flicker of life's ember. I who was lost and lonely, believing life was only a bitter tragic joke, have found with you the meaning of existence, oh my love. Thank you.
You're listening to the Radio 390 special on the Shortwave Music Library. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com. I'm DJ Frederick, and let's get on with part two of the Shortwave Music Library. Well, hello and welcome to the Shortwave Music Library. I'm DJ Frederick. Today we're going to be listening to music as it may have been heard on Radio 390. Radio 390 is a pirate radio station based at Red Sands Fort, a former Monsal Sea Fort on the Red Sands Sandbar. Now, previously, the fort had been used for Radio Invicta and King Radio, and neither of those stations was well-financed or successful. Radio 390 is named after the station's wavelength, so listeners would know where to tune. The actual wavelength was 388 meters, or 773 kilohertz, but 390 was easier to remember. Radio 390's station's easy listening format was innovative and highly popular with listeners, but it was criticized by Britain Radio as Stone Age, not hip and happening enough. So, although not technically a shortwave station, it certainly had the shortwave spirit. So, for the next couple of broadcasts of the Shortwave Music Library, we'll be listening to music that may have been heard on Radio 390.
Radio 390, your family music station.
Irresistible music.
We'll be right back.
I'm DJ Frederick, and we've been cruising down Route 101 with Herb Albert on the Shortwave Music Library. Herbie Mann with If I Was a Carpenter. Before that, we heard Tony Mottola and Hindustan. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Shortwave Music Library. We're paying homage to Radio 390 with a sweet music format conceived by marketing expert Ted Albury. Its daytime program was fully aimed at what was then deemed the housewife audience. And early mornings and evening programs were tailored for a wider audience. Radio 390 was an immediate success with listeners, and it attracted significant advertising contracts. While all other offshore stations were pumping out top 40 pop music, Radio 390 did the opposite. It carried mainly short 15 or 30 minute programs of specific music genres in a somewhat formal style by announcers. Today on the Shortwave Music Library, we're listening back to music that may have been heard on Radio 390.
Presents Tea Time Tunes. Hello and greetings to you. This is Jonathan Hall sitting in the sun with some more Tea Time Tunes. Thank you.
The Jackie Gleason Orchestra, the theme from Lawrence of Arabia, and before that, Hugo Montenegro with Kitten. I'm DJ Frederick, you're listening to the Shortwave Music Library. Today it's an homage to Radio 390, easy listening broadcaster from the 1960s. Now, if you'd like to correspond, you have any musical requests or comments, please email me at djfmoe@gmail.com. That's djfmoe@gmail.com. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shortwave Music Library. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'll be digging into the archives soon to find another radio station to explore here on the Shortwave Music Library. Thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.
Ah, so smile on this town, on this house in Carrillo, onde está você? Se eu pudesse buscar, se eu soubesse onde está seu amor, você. Dia de chegar, quando eu não sei, você vai procurar onde eu estiver sem amor, sem você. Suas mãos, onde estão? Onde está seu carinho? Onde está você? Você.